Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's the last podcast.
Not in a pub.
The finale
of this series.
Of this series, yeah.
So not forever.
The season.
Sorry, we missed you last week.
The computer that we
record, we did a full podcast
and it broke.
60 minutes.
Do you know what I think it was though? Charlie was away sessioning, weren't you, Charlie?
No, yeah, I wasn't meant to be there.
Chaz on the sesh, and we all came sesh in, one. And we was like the first one. It had a bit of a weird vibe anyway without Chaz.
Yeah,
and then yeah,
it was a bit better, wasn't it?
It was, yeah,
yeah.
Then we finished it, and it went gone forever.
It wasn't meant to be.
Did you hear me say gone? Then my throat, it went gone.
Then the computer didn't switch back on.
It's not turned on since.
And it's gone.
Multiple thousands of pounds worth of equipment.
Let's say one of our techs came in though and sort like got a backup of everything. It managed to. Like,
he managed to turn it on. I can't turn it on.
So we decided it was a bit of a sign.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, we've done about 18 or something in this series.
I think this is
the
18th week.
So
and we need to start rehearsing for.
We need to rehearse for the summer ahead. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed and all that shit.
Toes crossed.
Dicks crossed.
G cross.
How far can I take this?
Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns.
Come on,
Christianity. Right,
Jesus on the cross.
Jesus on the cross. Jesus Christ.
Anything else? Any other crosses?
You seen Allison on the cross?
Knots and crosses. Knots and cross eyes.
David Beckham could cross a ball.
He could.
There we go. I can't take it any further.
Cross purposes. When someone's like mad.
Cross. I'm very cross.
It makes me very cross.
The words starting to go really weird in my
cross.
Head now.
Cross.
The Cross album, cross. Justice. There we go. Anyway.
Chaz, I was sessioning.
Yeah, it was sweet, mate, yeah. Nice to be with James Skelly.
Put down some tasty lines.
Tasty licks.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
But, you know.
Anything else you can say about it, you know, is what the tune's like, who you're working
you're
with
doing
and all
it with
that.
With Brooke, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm playing a bit of bass for Brooke.
Can't fucking speak.
Booze.
Yeah. I'm playing bass for Brooke Coon, which is like, you know, this up and coming singer, songwriter.
Yeah.
I think she's from Musselburgh, which is near Edinburgh.
Musselburgh.
But yeah.
Strong down there, innit?
She's got a cracking voice.
Great voice.
And if I was to compare her to someone, I'd probably say Amy Winehouse meets Aretha.
It's not bad, is it?
It's not good combo.
Did you hear Miles then? You went strong down there, innit?
Aretha.
Now she's boss though, isn't she?
Yeah, and I'm expecting good things from her, and it's a pleasure to play on her stuff.
Oh, man. Good.
So. And your paycheck.
Not yet.
I'm only joking.
Josh, how's the couch to 5K?
So last week on Friday, I ran for 20 minutes, no walking.
My man.
Which was 4.5K.
So close. Have you done it yet?
No, because it's like interval training.
Oh, shit. Sorry, yeah, I keep forgetting that.
So yesterday I ran and it was like split up with walking again.
Right.
Next week it's all running, which is I have to run for like 2.5 miles or something like that, non-stop.
How did you feel after it?
You know what? Fine. What? I actually found...
Oh, the cords.
Oh, we need to address this. We
have you not addressed it? Do you know this?
What?
He runs
around with the guitar and plays CDE.
Oh.
Sorry.
Josh runs in cords.
Cord slacks.
Yeah.
Thing is, though, it's...
And a jumper.
No, to be fair, though, it has been quite chilly out.
Yeah.
It's changing now, but what I do is... Because, obviously, you know, I'm...
Severely.
I'm very, very slight.
Yeah.
You know. So that means I'm not...
Fallen sparrow.
I can't keep warm, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, especially when I'm running, there's a bit of wind.
Yeah.
It's... That's why I don't have a trouble wearing cord slacks when I run. But the Uniqlo ones, they have a drawstring. Yeah. So they're a little bit like trackies, except they're cords.
What footwear do you...
Clark's Originals. No. I've got some proper
boots.
Compied.
Yeah, cleats with studs in them.
Total nice.
Yeah. Ice skates. Skis. Oh, no, I've got proper running shoes.
Yeah.
you know, them just proper running shoes.
Do-rag.
No, Josh went to the gym once with a do-rag on.
I had long hair. I was a kid.
What's a do-rag and all?
A do-rag's like a thing you wear over your hair.
Yeah.
Okay. David Beckham wore one in like the
late 90s. It's like a 90s thing.
Like very.
Right.
Josh did it for the gym. Tom, how's wedding planning going?
Boss. Pretty much all boxed off. Now, all the key elements are boxed off.
Mm.
Right.
Trying to think what else. Yeah, no, it's all positive, really.
Mint. Miles Gaff. Buff.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It would be good for me to lie and say I've moved in because it's the last episode, but that is a lie.
You could have fucking moved in. I've been telling you. I could have moved in.
To be fair, though, there's not really anything else for me to do, and I can't.
You've had a bit
in,
of
though.
Trouble painting the walls in the bedroom.
Well,
didn't
I figured out what was wrong. It was my fault.
What was it?
Basically, I kept putting
wet walls.
No. Well, no.
Oh, no. What have you done?
No. Wait. What are you on about here?
I know what you've done wrong because I came around to yours to install your fridge and your washing machine.
Go on, tell me.
So what happened was I've been using, you know, a bit of paint, bit of undercoat, fresh plaster. Kept putting it on. It kept bubbling off. Scraping it off, fuck the wall up, sanding it down.
I need to get a plaster or anything.
I got a plaster in, just thought, because, you know, I discussed it, we used to re-skim and all that, and he was like, no, you don't need to re-skim it, that's basically it. But it turns out, this whole fucking time, I've been using undercoat and primer for wood. So it's not been sticking to the wall, or the plaster.
Yeah, the wrong fucking
thing. Yeah. And the thing is...
Oh, that's basic.
Because Emily's gotten more busy with work now. She's not been able to do it. And usually she does all the painting stuff because that's her forte.
She orders it and
so
shit.
So she ordered it. This was me going, oh, I need some primer. Went to Screwfix and just saw, not to slag the brand, but no nonsense. You think, oh, it's for everything. So no nonsense, primer and undercoat. I've gone, it's no nonsense. I chuck it on the wall. It'll work.
Chuck it.
Is he saying no nonsense? Weird. No nonsense.
No nonsense. Sense.
Home sense.
So basically, it's my fault.
Well, at least you know
I phoned you up and I was like, I can't fucking do it. And he's like, I don't know, mate. Why are you phoning me? So I speak to Ven and you put me onto a painted decorator. But
so I didn't say that. I was quite helpful.
You were quite helpful. But anyway.
He wanted, if he rings me, it always ends up with me going around doing it. So you've done the right thing there.
So
at least you can move in soon then.
No, yeah, but after this, I'm going to go and fucking slap the paint on and I can fucking move in. Most of the stuff's there. I've got everything. Everything's in. It's just the fucking bed.
Joe, you've been...
Oh, thanks for asking.
I noticed last night. You've been away, haven't you?
I've been away.
Yeah.
Again.
Where have you been?
I went to Darlington.
Ah.
Sophia had this like little, you know, she's a blogger, isn't she? She gets like these press trips and they get in touch saying, do you want to stay here for free? You can bring the dog. So it's just bossing.
Not hard, is it?
You're not going to say no,
it's
you?
Not hard, is it? So, this links into a bit of a not. It's not hard. We've got
two.
We've got two.
I've got one as
well. So there's three.
Obviously, that comes in. It's not hard, is it? Boss, Mint. Really nice place, to be fair. It had like everything. It was called off-grid. And they, like, you don't have any signal. Or you have, in the field, you have barely any. Do you know what I mean? You have
it's a bit horror movie, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like an old... It's like a cabin, and it's like inside it is...
In the woods.
They've got one solar panel on top for like... And literally, you can charge a USB, that's it. You can't plug like an air dryer in or anything like that.
Right.
There's no telly. Obviously.
Oh, so is it like promoting like isolated living?
Yeah, it's off grid. So you go away and you literally just chill.
I'd like that.
No, it's so and no, there's no electricity.
No so, telly or anything.
No telly. No, like they say the only.
How did you go sleep?
My iPad.
Right.
Pre-charged.
Carry on.
But everything's got like a fire. So like right. Inside, obviously, there's a fire to warm it up. Then the hot water is fire. So you have to stoke a fire up.
Oh, so it's even like there's
that
no
anyway,
heating or anything.
No heating. It's like, yeah, like, so when you're like,
cave,
so when you, before you get there, they light all the fires.
You sort me a trip out here a lot.
Mate, honestly, I fucking, so you go to the bats, say you want warm water. The guy's already like fired it up for you. And if you like want it for the rest of the night, you just have to keep putting logs in. There's a hot tub. That's also run by fire.
Amazing.
You know,
it's got its own little stove like behind that. It. The hot tub was fucking mint. I was out there just like.
How
ages.
Long do you reckon you could do there that before you start getting bored pulling your hair out?
But do you know, it's
well, you did one night, didn't you?
Yeah, we had it for two nights, but we only could do one because we had jobs on with the shop.
Yeah.
So, which is annoying. But I reckon, honestly, I could do a week there.
Really?
Because he's like one of them. There's a dead nice place to eat that was like. It was like a 10-minute drive, but you could actually walk there.
Yeah.
And do like a 40-minute walk.
It's near Richmond, isn't it?
Really know. I didn't really look at the area that much.
It's North Yorkshire, isn't it?
Yeah.
Midnight in Richmond.
Lovely place, though.
It was honestly, it was really, really good. I think it was called Kip and Nook, something like that. But there you go. Honestly, well worth going. Anyway, when we were there, you know, like these little places you stay. I don't mean through stayed at a few now. Look,
it's not hard, is it?
Yeah, right. And you get these little. Sometimes you get like a flapjack or brownie from a local baker. Do you know what I mean? Just like a little like welcome. Oh, welcome here's like a little flapjack and things. So.
Welcome.
Fucking hell, honestly. No one will get that, will it?
No.
But luckily, there was these little flapjack. Honestly, me and Sophie were starving anyway.
Yeah.
And this place, literally, where the car park is, this place,
It's
like a 15-minute walk to our cabin through fields and stuff. So we're in the cabin and we've not bought any food or anything. So we're both starving, but we're like booked in for a meal in like 3 hours. So we're like, we'll just wait and just see how. Anyway, she found these flapjacks. Fucking hell. Like, they were blondies. Have you heard them? It's like a brownie, but
yeah,
blonde.
Right.
Yeah. And a jammy dodger one.
Not a big fan of them, but continue.
But I think in the brownie, you would be.
Right.
It's like just basically cake and jam, like a Victoria's.
Incorporated.
And then there's, it was one of them and this other, like a Rolo one. And they were, they were so nice, like really nice. Like,
yeah.
I mean, gross. Do you know what I mean? As in, like,
stodge.
Yeah, disgustingly amazing.
Yeah. So, where's the not hard, is it?
Well, so Sophia fucking, I go get on fucking Instagram and message the girl who did this, Liv's Bakery. So, we're like, on message, and I'll go on it. It's like, oh, you have to order 24 hours. And we were obviously going like midday the next day. Anyway, message her saying, oh, we want this, that, brown, that, but we have to leave at midday. Like, can we get there for you? Anyway, she messaged back going, yeah, that's absolutely fine. Just come around my house, pick it up, I'll do it. Anyway, turn up. She's a fucking massive Blossoms fan. She gave us the brownies for free. Said she listens to the podcast while she's baking.
Oh, fuck's sake.
And it was a birthday.
Fucking not hard, is
it? Not hard, is it? So I said I'd give her a shout out. They were fucking
Kate, you messaged
nice.
Sophia about it.
Did she?
Yeah, because she saw it on the story and went, fuck me, where are
they
from?
We've got some. When we drive home, like...
Yeah, well, I'll have some. Kate, I'll fucking have that. Very
honestly, I should have bought them in, to be fair. But yeah, Liv, thank you. They were fucking so nice.
Must be lovely that, you know, off the grid.
No, honestly.
No neighbours, nothing.
It was. Do you know what I loved about it the most? Pep, we just had the door open and he was just in the field.
Yeah.
Just
let him
do his own
it.
Thing, just like sin a bit, mate.
Speaking of neighbours, I got a knock on the fucking wall last night. Well, this morning.
On the wall?
3 a.m. this morning.
Luckily,
I was still up playing tunes. You know, pissed up and that. Knocks on the wall. Turn that fucking music down. Can you have a little respect, please? I said, great choice. So I played him a bit of Eurasia.
Fuck's sake.
Fuck yeah.
Jeez.
Good that. Did you make that one up or?
No, I got that sense of it.
Fuck. So yeah, go on. What's your not hard, is it? Oh no, our one.
Well, I mean, you know, computer broke. Need to buy a new one. It's a bit of a boring one, but it's actually a really good one.
So I went business mode, dinner.
You went business mode, we looked at the best one.
Just make it quick.
I was like, we need to fucking go down, we need to go in. Miles like, oh, I don't know, we should look online. I was like, we're going into Apple.
So we went to Trafford Centre, and we spoke, we did this and that, and the guy came up to us, and he was like...
I don't know, what, you didn't cue me, I didn't know I was finished yet. Anyway, came up and goes, hey lads, you're a business, aren't you? And we were a bit like, I think, yeah. We are a biz, yeah, but like we didn't know how he knew. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, then he goes, I'll ring you up anyway. Here's my number. I'll get you some discount on it. And if you go put it through your business, you know what I mean? Like, Apple do this thing. So I was like, boss, mint. Anyway, he rings up and he goes, it's not hard, is it? And we were like, so, and he went, oh, my name's Nathan. I work at the Apple store. I love the podcast and stuff. I love the band. And yeah, sort of discount. It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard. So I said we'd give him a shout out. Everyone's getting on it this week.
Cheers.
What's your it's not hard, is it?
Mine's a very quick one. It's like a classic fucking staple kind of not hard, is it? Obviously, they unlocked the world semi. Well, unlocked the UK a bit yesterday, didn't they? You can go into a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, this will be last week for the listeners.
Yeah.
And me and Kate were like, oh, she has Mondays off as a hairdresser. We're like, fuck, we've not booked anywhere. So we went on, just on Open Table, dead quick. There's a space at the rooftop garden at the Ivy.
It's not hard.
So I booked it half one because we wanted to go out for lunch, just have a bit of a day, you know. We weren't going to drink and stuff, just want to have a chilled one.
Bollocks.
Well, this is where it comes in. So we obviously get there, sit down at the table.
Are you trying to be good?
I'm trying to be good.
Looking at
you know
salads
mean?
And shit on the menu.
Not food wise, just alcohol wise. Right. Don't give a fuck about that. fish and chips, well nice.
Fin fish.
Anyway, I'm looking at. You know what I mean? The 1917 Ivy English breakfast tea. I'm like, oh, what should I get here? Waitress comes over.
Nah, fuck that.
Hi guys, we're we're giving out free champagne for everyone today because it's the first day back of unlocking.
Bubbles.
So I've got a free glass of champagne.
It's not hard. Did that start?
That started though? A day session.
Then were you bladdered or you all right?
No, I was drinking a lot of water in between. Yourself. I had a big meal and then paced myself.
That's
and
good.
Had
that's
water.
Unlike you. That's
no, it was unlike me.
So you reckon you could actually drink in a day now?
Yesterday would say so, yeah.
That's the key to drinking during a day session.
Aqua.
Correct.
I think it's aqua. Eating aqua. And just pacing yourself, just like taking your time, chilling it. Because right. Sometimes you do that, don't you? Do you know what I mean? Like you go out on a day session, you get a bit giddy and you sink about 4 pints dead quick and then that's it. You're ruined, do you know what I mean? You want like a nap or you either go, I want a nap or you carry on going and you're a mess and you're shitting yourself and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
It is more difficult as you get older though. Like it's the first time I've drank 3 days in a row for months this last weekend.
Jordan came down, didn't he? Oh yeah, we saw the orb.
Yeah.
Big up the old merch guy.
Nice to see the orb. So yeah, fucking up to date with everyone now, I think. Anyone got any funny stories, anything like that?
I'm trying to think if there's anything from like the SOS story that you told. Like, is there any like OG tour stories which are fucking funny?
Yeah, which might be so obvious we've not told.
Hang on.
Suddenly,
we spoke about.
Fucking love that.
We must have spoken about the time I went on the wheel in Brighton. We must have spoken.
I don't think we have. You know.
No. I mean, that's up to you if you want to.
Yeah, let's fucking say it.
Yeah, of course, it's hilarious.
Twisted wheel.
So we used to always stay.
Twisted wheel.
The new Madeira.
Was it
one of the two? Let me have a look.
I think it's Madeira. We said Meridian because
it was
whatever.
It was in Brighton. Whenever we used to play there, we used to stay in the same hotel because we stayed there once and it was.
Do you know what? You look back, it wasn't even.
It was a basic hotel.
Yeah, but like what we were used to, it was like premium.
When you're on tour,
us.
You kind of go through stages, don't you? Like you stay. We've slept in the
hostel.
Van, then you move up to hostel.
Yeah. Then
you drive there and drive all the way home.
Yeah.
So go and stay back home.
Then you go on tour. That when you go on tour, that's when you have to stay in hostels or sleep in the van.
They were like shared rooms with numerous other people in there, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Shared toilets. It's very sketchy, isn't it? I remember one time in Newcastle, which was quite sketchy.
I went to go out, but I went back with Squish because you were a bit anxious. I don't think you were 18 yet.
I remember that. Yeah,
I mean, you went back and there was mushrooms in the shower.
The new Madeira. Like,
growing out.
That was awful.
It was fucking horrible.
So what year is this?
This will be, 2014 was when we went on these
tours.
Is it the toilet tour, you'd say? Yeah. Is this the toilet tour? That's did about, tour.
So
about
yeah,
30 gigs, what whatever.
Was, do you know what? The main attraction to it was, mainly me and Chaz, there was parking outside the hotel, which in Brighton is a fucking nightmare for the van. So we were like, mint, let's fucking get here. Anyway. Boss hotel, me. It was we shared rooms.
The rooms are like,
hey, shared rooms. Seafront view.
Google it. So if you're on your phone now, just type in New Madeira, Brighton. Then you can see
you
it.
You can
there.
Picture the scene.
That this is it.
And it was you and Miles in a room, wasn't it?
Me, Miles, and Josh.
No, it was me and Charlie and Josh. It was you two in a room, and then us three in a room.
Wasn't George Smith there as well?
No, it was three. It was me, Miles, and Josh.
That was it. Yeah,
and then it was you, Jordan, and Chaz.
Because I wasn't in your room, and you clocked. Well, we can get to it anyway.
So anyway, we're
all lying down, having a chill.
Well, it's in the morning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Early doors. Charlie's up very early.
There it is.
Yeah. Charlie's up
very early.
Very early. And
and just to touch upon it, we were, you know. But in this time, you were going through a bit of a tough time, weren't you?
Yeah, what was this, 2014?
2014.
What was it, was it a breakup or was it?
No, it was just a harsh time with relation to that theme.
Yeah.
That right. topic of things.
Quite difficult, isn't it?
A difficult time,
because it's one of the things, like, you're doing really well. But you don't really have any. It's a weird. Everyone, I don't know. It's a bit of a mad time, I think, mentally.
Yeah.
A lot of musicians go through it, don't they? Where they struggle.
There was a lot of external influence to this situation as well.
You either don't think about what's going on, or you do think about what's going on,
exactly,
how it's affecting your life at home,
and that's a very good way to think about it.
Because for me, I just won't think.
Yeah,
about
I just
it.
Won't think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Obviously. Josh was.
Mm. But looking back, I can see why it would definitely be difficult.
And so Charlie gets up, and I mean, you went. What was it, about 8:30?
Yeah, it wasn't too early.
But that's early to me, that, you know what I mean?
Lovely view of the sea, the English Channel. Ferris wheel. I thought,
where's Josh? The Brighton Eye.
Where's Josh? Anyway, I see this figure walking really straight in the distance.
Walking really straight?
Approaching.
Fuck, you want Josh anymore? You want crooked?
Past the donut stall, all that kind of stuff, past the arcade, and he's approaching the Ferris wheel. And to put this into perspective, if you've ever played Roller Coaster Tycoon, when you create the theme park and the first guest enters the gate and they're walking straight, approaching the roller coaster, that's what it was like. I was like, fucking hell, there's Josh. And he's on the Ferris wheel on his phone.
Just on his own.
Just on his own.
There was no one else on it because it was so early in the morning. I just
got, just going
so,
round.
So unlike you, because you're like, it's a bit sketchy, that wheel. Like, it looks a bit sketchy.
Yeah. I was having a tough time.
Just contemplating life.
I just needed to like get out, and I thought, well, I can either go for a walk or I can go on a Ferris wheel. So I went on a Ferris wheel, and weirdly there was a commentary about ABBA. Because obviously Bright.
Oh, yeah. The
Eurovision.
Eurovision.
That's weird. Yeah.
And
they're in the studio, aren't they? Bright ABBA.
Are they?
Yeah, they're releasing new tunes soon, probably. Mm.
My.
Okay. Mm. First time in like since 1986. Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I used to get up to is, would I have been 17?
You were 14, like.
You were young.
17, yeah.
September.
No, because I turned 18 in 2015.
So upon seeing Josh on the Ferris wheel, I alerted the rest of the lads, and we were all like meerkats at the window, weren't we?
Laughing.
Just looking at Josh laughing. Unbeknownst to us, he was going through a very tough time.
I mean, I think afterwards you did say, like, what, how are you doing that, mate? Because it was a bit bizarre.
Yeah. I think then a lot of my behaviours around that time were quite strange because
we've had some good times.
What was going on? You know,
that tour we were on the pier and we were walking down it, and obviously it's like a wooden pier, like Blackpool.
No, that is Bright. That was in Bright.
Yeah,
that was
the same.
On the same trip. No, the same trip.
Is this when we found all them videos where we had that little camera, didn't we? And it kept dying. And yeah, it was like 6 second videos.
Just blabbing on the beach.
Just going, chanting like football chants and that. And it's pissed up.
Brighton Pier,
Josh's Pier, walking down, aren't we? And then again, the same thing. We're all in a group with the Vril Society. And Ryan. Ryan, who played for them, now plays session guitar for us.
Yes.
But we're walking out on the pier, and obviously, again, same thing. Josh, where the fuck's Josh? Anyway, he's fucking in the corner of the pier, pointing at rotten wood on the pier, just shaking his head, going, I need to get off.
Honestly, it was not safe. I'm telling you now, it was not safe. Thank God I weigh what I weigh on them planks of wood. Because honestly, it was like sponge. The wood was like sponge. I remember gripping to the centre of the pier where there's like reinforcements. Could not wait to get off it, man.
There's like rides at the bottom of it.
Yeah, fuck, Jesus Christ.
I went on, me and you got a ride, Miles. I mean, you went on a ride.
You couldn't pay me enough to go on one of them.
I feel like we did. I vaguely remember.
It's something I would have done. I don't remember. It's a great place, though, Brighton.
Oh, yeah, it's one of my boss times.
And we don't really. It's not somewhere we smack. Exactly, we don't really go on often. So.
Concord on the seafront. Remember that?
Always a good fish and chip in it.
That was the first
fish
time.
Fish and chip. Oh, fucking hell. That must have been.
Fucking give me so much anxiety, that.
That was.
It was what's on the news, amazing.
That was shit scary.
I shit myself.
Sorry, that's still included from the last one.
Jesus, wet.
Has anyone got anything from the news? What's where?
Yes.
What's that? Okay, wait. A natural segue.
Twin refuses to be the best man for his identical brother because he's marrying his ex.
Oh, shit.
That's weird, isn't it?
That's intense.
I mean,
you know, I've always thought this. You know, say if you're with someone and they have a twin brother or sister, you're going to be attracted some form to the twin brother or sister, aren't you?
Yeah, but...
And I know it obviously goes further and the two different people...
Beauty's only skin deep.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is there must be something...
It all starts with the initial...
You know,
how someone looks.
Which is interesting.
But when you're with someone, it's not like, I can't find you attractive. I can only find my girl attractive. Oh, boy. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can find other people attractive, so it's not...
Yeah, it's a deeper thing,
Do you know what I mean?
It?
Like, you'll find people attractive even though you've got a fiancé. Do you know what I mean?
That would be West, though, wouldn't it?
And it's a bit, that's your identical twin. I mean, you just don't do that.
But I mean, the worst thing is if like you're two identical twins in that.
You don't marry your brother's ex.
And then say you're getting married to someone, and obviously, do you know what I mean? She's going to be like, oh yeah, he's good looking because he looks exactly the same as you. But you let yourself go a little bit.
I just don't think you'd go out with your brother's ex, would you?
Well, it's one of them, isn't it? If like I'm thinking, if she was like with him, she was dead happy, and he was like, "I'm splitting up with you, I'm not happy," and she was like, "Oh, I'm really."
Is there anything added to that story?
She's, so she's got with his brother. Like,
that's basic. The headline sums it up, doesn't it? I said it. Was
no,
a
that's what I mean.
One.
But did she get finished? It's like school. Did she get
finished?
Dumped? Did she get dumped? So then was like, I'm really sad.
No,
then
I think she broke up with him.
Okay,
I think we're just making assumptions. aren't we? I mean, we need more information on it, but interesting.
Another lottery headline, which is a bit gutting. Woman loses £18 million lottery jackpot after accidentally washing her ticket. Fucking hell, you'd be fuming, wouldn't you?
Damn. I mean, think about how lucky you are to be so unlucky. It's a double whammy, isn't it?
Washed.
True, though, isn't it?
I don't know if you call it lucky, though, would you?
No, but so you're mega unlucky.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Shit.
Man reckons he's found the world's biggest hula hoop at almost 10 centimetres long.
Now, that's my kind of news.
Look at the size of that.
Jesus.
Not an hula hoop, that, is it?
I think I had something that came upon that. So I follow a page online and it comes up with recently discovered things in science. So I've got a few here, if anyone's asked about science. So a France-sized area of forest has regrown since 2000 worldwide, the year 2000. So forests worldwide, you know, there's been a lot of talk about making everything grow and make everything come back, sustainability. And since the year 2000, a France-sized area of a forest has grown back in
the
world.
That's a big area.
So that's good, isn't it?
And a Russia-sized area has been destroyed.
Summit's about to go off on this.
How well do we know each other?
Sorry, that... due to technical difficulties, I've used an old project with that all on, but yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? So there's a few bits and bobs knocking about.
You got any facts?
Hey, me?
I have got a few facts.
Give us a fact!
The French word for walkie-talkie is... talkie walkie.
Hey, I know where you've got that from. Air.
I mean,
what do you mean, air?
Yeah.
Band Air have got a tune called Talkie Walkie, haven't they?
Talkie Walkie.
There you go.
Right.
That's harsh.
So, I mean.
But is that because a lot of the times they put the thingy word before the other word? Do you know what I mean? Like if you were saying blue jumper, don't you say you just say it the opposite way, don't you? Say like the jumper blue.
Sometimes, yeah. It's in a lot of French things. But a lot of times it's reversed.
So also related to language, no one knows who named Earth.
Do you know what? Fair play, yeah.
Fair enough.
Mother.
So, I mean, if you think about... Mother.
Mother Earth.
There's Sen.
Sen.
Yeah, so that's...
I've got a weird thing about Earth, actually. I've got one of them weird things that relates to Earth. So yeah, your age is in years... is how many times you've circled the sun, but your age in months is how many times the moon has circled you.
Oh. Fucking over my head, that.
I mean, this is word-themed, this one, for some reason. So the next one is Shakespeare invented the word swagger.
Really?
Wow.
Boss swagger.
Cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like that
you
thing.
You think that word wouldn't have gone back to
about, that? It seems quite modern, swagger. Don't it? So...
Swagger. Was that described like walking with a swagger in it? It's not really. No, it's
quite
like...
onomatopoeia, isn't it, that one?
Mm. Swagger, yeah. Ooh, sounds...
Fucking hell, someone's read a book.
No, it is though, isn't it?
Mm.
You know? Swagger.
What does onomatopoeia mean?
It's a word that sounds like what it is, it's described. Mm. Like so.
Whoosh. Well done. Whoosh. Well done.
Bubble.
Clap.
Bang.
Clap.
Bang.
Stank.
Snap. Wallop.
Okay, so last two now.
Yes, guys.
Moving on to drinking. I don't know how much I believe this one.
Fact, innit?
Accurate.
Well, I mean, it is a fact, so I have to believe it. Highly intelligent people are more likely to binge drink.
Ah. Tom?
Cheers.
Me?
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, that's asked for
Tom,
you
we
to
said this
out.
The other day, Charles. You,
escaping
you
smartness.
Were here, but, you know, if you're the older sibling, you might have a higher IQ.
Really?
Mm. And I was like, you're the oldest, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tom is the oldest.
Yeah, but I don't know if you and
Miles
Katie Donovan.
And that's where it goes wrong. Miles Kellogg.
I mean, we're talking about. Yeah, I don't think. I mean, who's ever actually done an IQ test? Obviously, people have. I mean, between us,
I think I'd be wank at an IQ test. I think.
Yeah, you're not good at stuff like
fucking science.
I don't think it's just that though. I think there is like a lot of common knowledge things in there.
Yeah, people probably want to hear this kind of shit, I'll tell you, you know. It's not that funny, but it just reminded me then. You know, like, you talk about, you know, things that would seem obvious.
Yeah.
Basically, when I look at stuff, this is probably, yeah. Basically, when I look at stuff, I don't think the full process of how it works.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you
yeah.
probably do.
Yeah, I'm good at
Katie
stuff.
Katie does.
Yeah.
So we put a wash on yesterday,
mm-hmm.
but we went out, and when the dog's in on his own, we don't like leaving the wash machine on, so we kind of had to stop it
Why?
Halfway. just in case it fucking sets on fire or something. You know, okay, just yeah, a bit like, mean, yeah, yeah. It's all yeah, quite close thing, in. It's a bit yeah, like, yeah, yeah. And it rattles and shit. A bit like, it's not worth it. Yeah, what's yeah. the point?
Agitation.
So we turned it off like halfway through the cycle. So obviously we've been out last night, yesterday, you know, went had some drinks and that. We got back in and obviously I'm sorting the washing out. So obviously I opened it and it obviously hadn't finished the cycle, had it? So
water
it was a bit...
everywhere.
No. It was like, but the bottom of the pan had like a layer of water. It hadn't finished. I knew yeah, it hadn't finished.
Yeah. It needs to spin
needed
to get
to spin,
all the, yeah.
But I'd rammed it quite full anyway.
Sodden.
So I thought, right, I'll just take a few bits out. They'll dry on their own in there. And then I'll just finish the rest of the spin. But obviously, I'd just done that and put it in the dryer. But obviously, he's sodden.
Oh, you put it in the dryer? You didn't let the washing machine spin.
No, I took a few items out because I thought I'll just get them out to finish the spin. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because it was quite full. But obviously, they were quite sodden.
Suds.
Like dressing gowns and shit, you know, which get quite...
So they're just soaking wet.
So soaking up. Obviously, we'd been out and had a bit of a sesh. Like, you know what I mean? I just was making... I was heating up the tea at the same time.
Yeah, just doing a few things at once.
So obviously, I'm in there, like, sorting the tea out. And Katie's like, have you sorted that washing out? And I'm like, yeah. So she's like, obviously goes to inspect it. Fucking piss wet through. What you did? So then she starts going in, like, explaining, like, how do you think a washing machine works? And then, like, starts breaking down. I'm like, well, I don't fucking look at it and think how the cycle's going. I just turn it on when the minutes are done. I thought it's piss wet through. It'll just dry in the washing machine, in the dryer. But she was like, it won't dry.
No, you've got
to,
like,
you put the, it has to finish the cycle to get the water out.
Centrifugal force.
Yeah. But basically, I just thought it would just dry it. Even though it's a bit wet,
it would still dry it. But you'd have to put it on for like 4 hours.
Basically, that's what she said. So it just reminded me of that then when we talk about IQs and shit, because I looked at it and just didn't think
all
that
shit. I'm on a different, like, not necessarily on that level, but like when...
Because you don't wash it.
Yeah. Every day, all day, when I'm walking around, I'm so extremely opposite of that, what you just said about, you know, looking at things and thinking about processes and stuff. Like, everything that I look at, I have, like...
thinking about, like, either a mechanism or... Yeah, well, I'm just, exactly like... the same, is it?
I'll look at any given thing and I'll think someone has, like, designed that. Some machine has pressed that into the shape that it is.
Yeah.
Something has formed this thing, you know. And... It's probably why I have help every week.
Do you know what? I was one of them, like, when I was little, I used to take apart everything to see how it worked. You know, I was a little kid.
Jerry Rigg.
Could you put it back together, though?
Sometimes I'd break it.
It's a curiosity.
My brother used to do that.
I used to be obsessed with, like, taking things apart and seeing how they work and stuff. I still am, I suppose. Like, my Vespa and stuff, you know what I mean?
Well, this is the thing, innit? Like, you know, you go to school, you really just, you can have your favourite subjects and that, but at the end of the day, it comes down to memory. Doesn't it really? And testing, if you're academic and, you know, say you can get, like, you know, I've got a few GCSEs, but it doesn't reflect my intelligence. I'm a bit... whereas you, Joe, you're...
Because you didn't pass your maths, did you? You did pass your maths.
No,
I didn't.
We talked about how I probably passed maths.
Memorising
shit.
But that's all you have to do. Yeah. Like, I'm better at maths than you, I know that. If someone said to me...
I am so bad at maths.
If someone said to me, like, work out this percentage, this, now I could do it like that.
No, I'm so bad at maths.
Do stuff like that.
Everybody's strong
and
in different areas, aren't they?
This is why I think fucking doing tests is bullshit.
No, it's very...
It's such the wrong way to do things.
And I think as well, I think coursework's a bit better because it's, you're not just on the pressure of the day then and memorising. There's always that thing in it, you go into a test, they go, oh, it could be one of these questions, but we'll do this one because it won't be that one.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get the teachers, you know, bias
bullshit.
And all that. So.
It's the same with driving tests though. Do you know what I mean? Like, your driving test comes down to you driving on one day for fucking 40 minutes. You know, it's bollocks.
It's circumstantial,
that, like,
isn't it?
It should be, like, you know, your lessons should be your test. You have to book a certain amount of lessons, you do them all, and at the end of it, the driver goes, oh, whoever's doing the lessons goes, you know what? Yeah, you've passed, you're strong enough for driving. Or they go, you need a few more, you know what I mean? You're not quite there yet. Because literally, I remember when I passed my test, I sat in my car and I thought, fucking hell, I can just go on the motorway now. I've never been on a motorway before. I'm just driving at 70 miles an hour, I've never done it. It's bullshit.
You know, as you get older, you have to retake your test. At what age is it now?
Like 70, I think.
I think it should be younger than that.
Not long details.
You did yours last week, didn't you, Josh?
No offence, but some of the elderly drivers on the road, fuck me.
It's dangerous, isn't it?
Some of the drivers, I've got some mates who drive and they're fucking shocking. Do you know what I mean?
I almost got smoked up by this, like, 98-year-old woman crossing the street.
I'll admit I'm not the best driver, but that's because of different things. I'm thinking about different things all the time, aren't I?
Texting.
Distraction.
So people's brains are different.
Yeah, people.
And on I have got all my fat.
Was it Einstein who said you can't? You'd never test a fish at climbing a tree.
Yeah,
fucking hell.
On a side note, it's true though. I think they should teach about, I don't know if I've talked about this, mortgages, taxes, all that kind of stuff.
100%.
Life lessons. Because
yeah. Useful stuff.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, scientists are boss, but I don't give a fuck about a nucleus. Do you know what I mean? Why do I need to know about a nucleus?
Do you know what? One thing.
Fucking three hours a week.
Pythagoras' theorem. Never fucking used it.
Theorem.
I understand algebra.
Fucking pi. I've never fucking used it. Why do I know pi is 3.14?
Yeah, I knew that.
That's what I mean. But have you ever used it?
We'll just remember.
Have you ever used it?
But we're coming from,
but
you know,
if someone said
people
to you,
will
like,
use it.
When
people
you had to sit there, when you had to sit there and the fucking doing your mortgage and shit, you're like, I don't fucking know this. What's an interest rate? Bullshit. Anyway, we're going to open a school next year, and imagine Miles as a teacher.
Right. But what would last... we all? Here we go. What would we all teach if we're at the school? So Blossom's school.
Jesus, do you know what?
I'm going PE.
You're teaching physical PE. I think you could double up as courses. So
yeah,
I think you would teach design tech and PE.
Yeah.
And we're keeping the classic subjects. We're not inventing like mortgage school.
No.
This is like...
But we should be...
Mortgage school.
We could do, because
I
it's
think,
our school.
Right, what would you do?
What would I do?
Clown.
IT.
IT.
IT, yeah, that's a good
IT,
one.
IT.
PowerPoint.
I'd say music tech, because I'm into...
Yeah.
Well,
he wrote the riff for Charlemagne.
No, music tech. I made the sound, hence music tech. So music tech and
squash.
IT.
Go on, Squish, what are you saying?
Well, since you already took PE.
School nurse. School nurse.
Psychology.
School nurse.
No,
third time trying to make a joke. Sorry.
What would Josh be?
I don't know what I'd be.
Psychology, man.
But so I'm getting, you know, the guy in submarine. Just I'm thinking of that.
Yeah. Oh, marine Josh. Biology.
PSHG.
God no.
librarian. Let's think it realistically. What Josh would be? I suppose you'd probably be.
You look like a history teacher.
He's a music teacher. Do you know what I mean? You could be a music teacher.
Yeah, but I think my music theorem isn't,
true, yeah.
isn't like because like, I don't read music. I don't do any of that.
I think out of all of us, because of your dad and stuff, I reckon you'd be able to tackle the theory side.
Or maybe
best.
We should invent some subjects where they do hybrid a bit.
Clown,
do you know
school.
What I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Learn to juggle with Josh. You do it on the side, aren't you? If gigs don't come back.
Yeah. This summer.
But I'm saying...
I'm saying music.
Yeah, you can play... You're probably the best on most instruments.
Yeah.
Well, definitely are.
Yeah.
You're the multi-instrumentalist of the band.
I'd say...
You can do music and you can do register in the morning. Do you know what I mean?
Register.
I think I'd like... Because when I was in school, I used to like... I'd purposely make... like really ridiculous like assembly things just because I knew it would make Tommy Harrison laugh.
What do you mean you'd make like, ridiculous assembly things?
Like so they'd get like the whole year in, sometimes multiple other year groups, and they'd show like presentations and stuff, and I always managed to get a gig doing that. And I'd make videos and stuff, but I'd just make them completely inappropriate. Like, you know, so the teachers would be sweating.
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy Harrison's
crimson. How so?
He's crimson. He's laughing that hard.
Yeah,
crimson.
Because they'd have like themes, do you know what I mean? Like why you shouldn't bully and stuff. And I'd just go, I'd put like, there was a song and it was me. I put an ankle length trench coat on and I walked onto a field. And
how old are you when you're doing this?
13.
Okay.
And then... the song was Suffocation by...
Breathing, yeah.
No.
Oh.
So this is by Infecting the Crypt. And there's another tune called Where the Slime Live.
Right.
And it was just... So it was just completely ridiculous
just
shit.
Dead weird. Yeah.
To just you just walking in a field with that song.
Yeah, just because I knew it would make Tommy laugh. But in front of the whole school. I know there's one time... Have I ever told about the time? Do you know when bands... in inverted commas, would come in to school to do a gig for like
band
people
with no name, yeah. Bliss.
This band came in called Rough Diamond, Rough spelt
R-U-F-F.
Yeah, precisely. And they were a girl band. And at one point, they were like, right, we're going to get some pupils up now. And I was thinking, it's now or never. They said, who can sing? I just remember, I just stood up and like I was at the back. Do you remember at school with the seats at the back? I just stood up.
Wait, was this what school?
Mile End.
Mile End, right, secondary school.
multiple year groups here. There's hundreds and hundreds of people in the hall. And they said, who can sing? And I just stood up and just like, I did like the Christ the Redeemer with my arms. I went like that.
It's in character, but again, it's a bit out. It surprised me as well.
Again, it's because I knew how hard my friends would laugh and only them.
Yeah.
And I got up and they're like, okay, what are you going to sing? And I thought, again, I was like,
Don't tell us. Just do it.
No, I can't. I'll try, please. I'll damage my voice.
Can you do it quiet? No, I can't.
Do you remember how
then was the one and only time? This is the second and only time.
Yeah, come on.
No, I can't do it.
Don't do it as much.
I can recite the lyrics, but I can't do it.
Do it watered down.
Add melody to it then.
I can't.
Go on. What was it? What song was it?
I'll just tell you the song. So, but I need to tell you the story anyway. So I get summoned. They're like, okay, who can do this? Who can do that? And I was like, well, you know, I'll come up and sing. The whole fucking school's there. Do you know what I mean? I get up on stage. All my mates are going, like, they're cheering because they know I'm going to do something ridiculous. And then they say, right, what are you going to do for us? And I was like, oh, I'm just going to do a little rendition of something. They gave me a wireless mic. I walked off.
Yeah, you sculpted even there.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. So I walked into the wings because it was like, I need to make an entrance here. It went completely silent. And because I remember there was, I told them off stage, I was like, I told them what song I was doing.
A cappella?
Well, this is it. They looked at their guy, their sound engineer, and said, have we got this? And he was like, no, we can't play that. I was like, it's fine, I'll do it a cappella. So I ran out. I ran from off the wing onto the stage, jumped onto my knees and did an a cappella version of Hammer Smashed Face by Cannibal Corpse.
What is that?
Obviously, we can't use it, but let me just play it.
We can play under 30 seconds of it.
Okay, no. Well.
No, you can.
Okay.
No, I've listened to loads of
So, yeah, these asked if you had that tune, and they were like, no, obviously. Yeah,
no. And so this is an a cappella version in front of the entire school. Wait for the lyrics. Jazz.
Tone.
Get on.
Ding.
Yeah. So the lyrics are, I can't sing it like that anymore because I don't have the confidence, but it was something inside me. It's coming out. I feel like killing you.
Why did you do that? That's just lining yourself up to get bullied.
Yeah, no, but it's so far the other way.
So far that everyone respected me.
It was that far. And I can't, to this day, can't believe I did that.
You wouldn't be allowed to be a teacher based on that.
Maybe you're deputy head. Do you know what I mean? Don't teach lessons, but sort of stuff out.
Yeah.
So Charlie's too. I reckon... History.
Yeah.
History.
Because he loves war. I don't love war, I love history.
Chaz, you'd definitely rep elbow patches if you were a teacher.
Yeah.
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 Chaz would be that guy. I'm saying history.
Coffee.
And
halitosis.
Maybe physical maybe physical education as well.
Thinning crown.
And ass.
PSHE.
I could see you in like a biology realm.
You reckon?
Just purely on vibe.
Scientology.
I don't know. Not really thought about it, to be honest.
I think history, though, yeah, defo.
Yeah.
Double history for Jazz.
I was always really into drama at school, though.
I'm going to suggest that for Josh, to be honest.
Nah, that's got to be Tom, that. Tom was Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean? Like, so he was the main part. I think Tom's...
Drama teacher.
Media.
Media.
You smashed media as well.
Yeah, film. Also film.
Film studies.
Yeah.
Maybe Charlie's media.
No.
Because you're quite into all that.
English.
Very well
eloquent, aren't you?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
So you think?
Yeah, I can see that.
To the untrained eye, yeah.
I mean, Charlie seems to be, he's like across the board, so maybe he'd be one of them supply teachers who comes in and just nails everything.
Supply teacher comes in and gets bullied.
Do you know what?
He's
not getting bullied, is he?
No, it's not.
We had a music supply teacher. Do you remember Mr.
No, it was, after my time.
He was a brummy. He was probably, looking back, he was probably about
24.
30, 35. Oh. His clothes didn't fit him. He was probably about 6'3". His breath fucking stunk like mothballs.
Mothballs?
But he was a wizard on the keyboard and all that. He had a thinning crown. His hair was dead thin, bless him.
I always felt sorry for him.
And he was walking, you know.
Maybe I am hireable.
The school we went to, high school, there was three buildings and there was like pathways in between. And this one particular day, Ash Ramsden, here he is again. He fucking dashed a solid grape, an unripe grape, right, across the field and it hit Mr. in the eye.
Was he aiming for it?
Fuck, or in the eye?
I don't know whether he was aiming, but it hit. I've never seen what someone drop to the floor as quick, honestly.
Really?
We were saying this today. How harsh was, like,
so,
you know,
harsh.
School's fucking harsh.
Some of the shit they got, it was so harsh.
School's harsh,
Josh,
anyway.
That's even when, like, Steen went crimson.
Oh, did he get a
crimson mind?
Did he do the crying? So when you did something in school or something, you started crying. I remember jumping off a wall and do you remember happy slapping when that was a thing? And happy slapping Adam Archer and he nearly not knocked out. He fell to the floor and stuff and I was like crying and stuff. I was in year seven, like dead unhappy. Like, I didn't mean to, but then I sort of did. Do you know what I mean?
You know when an all-out riot breaks out and everyone's like fighting and shit?
Yeah.
I remember, like, it scarred me for a bit, actually. Obviously, I wasn't really involved. I was just kind of on the... I wasn't fighting at all. I was just, like, on the field watching it. You might want to go... Bluh, bluh.
Yeah.
But... The naughty kid in our school, he was like hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Was chasing this lad round. Obviously, he'd probably slagged him off or something, said something to him. No, it wasn't. I'm lying. He was just an innocent lad in the year above, right? Just stood with his mates and everyone was like running around. So it wasn't really a riot. It was kind of like a bit of banter. Like,
someone's,
kind of funny.
Someone's innocent child just wanted to learn.
No, someone was just with the mates, not even involved. Obviously, everyone's running around doing mad shit on the field. People were just legging people up, right? You know, you used to trip people up.
Pull the legs from underneath.
God, I remember that.
Pulled this lad's legs from underneath him, right? And he landed on his arm and his arm just snapped in half, right? Honestly. And his arm was like that. So he landed like that.
He stood back up and his arm
was like jelly in half. Fuck. And then he fainted when he looked at his arm. And the guy was like, oh, fucking well, like, felt really bad. Everyone crowded round and he was like passed out, pencil mode.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
I hate stuff like that.
That's so horrible.
I broke Ryan Hurst's arm.
Did you?
In school, yeah.
How?
In primary school.
What did you do?
The same thing, just running around the field and I ran into him and he ran into me and he fell over and broke his arm.
Fuck yeah.
Green paper towels.
Yeah. Blue. That'll fix everything.
Blue or green, weren't they?
What? So what?
You just have one of them when you fall.
Another one I just remember.
Waiting for your mum.
Another visual thing. Right. He'd been.
See the guy who shagged the tree?
No, that was that.
There's always someone who shagged the tree. There was someone in my school.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He shagged the tree, didn't he?
And we lifted him up. We picked him up in the playground because he shagged the tree.
That is class.
Can you put this in? I don't know if you can. Is this primary school?
Well, just let's just
primary
just,
school.
Weird someone
shit.
Shagged
weird
the tree.
Shit.
That's
Tom,
basically.
Was it the
it.
One out in front of the school?
Yeah.
Someone in my year did the same. Is it a thing?
Maybe they passed it down through the years.
Man, it's cool as fuck.
So this week we are our own guests.
And Josh, this week, nice to meet you.
We're going to pick our top five.
Our top five, one each. And, you know,
one a piece.
Go on, Miles, kick it off.
So I'm going to kick it off with saying, you know, basically there was a few which I wanted to pick, which I couldn't because it's already been picked. So my first choice was going to be Blue Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always fucking loved that tune. It always reminds me of the flat I used to have and being with mates. And it's always, it brings a good time, doesn't it?
Yeah. Brings a good time.
So, on the side of that, I thought, what other tune? Because I'm more into, like, fucking dancing music and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, again, it was going to be like Hallelujah by Happy Mondays. That's already been picked. I was going to go for a Chemical Brothers tune, but then they're not really from Manchester, are they? Went to uni. So I was going to pick Block Rocking Beats.
Right.
But then I thought, fuck it, I'll go with another tune that I had at the flat. And it's 808 State, Pacific State.
Nice.
So it's a fucking boss tune. It's got the saxophone at the beginning and it's just fucking, it's just boss. It's got them little dolphin sounds there and reverb as well, a bit of West, but again,
boss
fucking, boss band, boss group, you
boss.
Know, check them out if you want to fucking put some tunes on to have a good time too. That is definitely
good
one
choice,
of them.
Miles.
808 State, Pacific yeah. State.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Quick and easy, that's my choice,
Josh.
Number one.
Mine is bit of a sort of, unknown one, really, as in no one would ever associate it with Manchester, but it's Shadow Dancing by Andy Gibb.
Nice.
No, I really love that song. I only really discovered it in more recent, maybe in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And again, because, I mean, when you think of Manchester, you don't really think of the Bee Gees.
No.
But Andy Gibb was kind of separate to the Bee Gees, but obviously Barry...
Maurice.
Barry did a lot of the writing and stuff, and you can hear, on Shadow Dancer, you can hear Barry's backing vocals.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a real tragic element with Andy Gibb because he died so young, and I think he could have been like, I think he was like 30 when he died.
Really?
Because so he was the youngest of the Gibb brothers. And he got caught up in the wrong kind of stuff, and so I'm honouring him in our top five because it's just a great tune, really
cracking
good tune.
Tune.
Nice.
Cheers.
Fantastic.
Nice. Salt Dog Millionaire.
It is quick fire, this, isn't it?
Well, I could have picked a really, like, you know, upbeat classic, but I feel like this tune really personifies Manchester, and it's Well I Wonder by the Smiths.
Okay,
you fucker.
Were you going to choose
that?
One?
Really dumb. Were you going to do that? Smiths?
Were you going to choose that one? Smiths.
Fight it off.
I'm going to change mine after this.
I was going to do that song. My favorite ever song, though.
But you know, funnily enough, I've written a few little, you know, few notes down here, and
the English teacher.
The last thing I put is, "It'll forever remind me of Joe Donovan."
Oh,
there you go,
mate. Very cute. It's my favorite ever song. I think that.
I just think it's like the loneliness of the lyrics.
I've never listened to a tune where I think the acoustics sound as good as that song.
No,
they sound Johnny amazing.
Johnny Marr, it's fucking, the production of that tune is amazing. The rain at the end. It gives me, this sounds lame now, but it gives me like, makes my hair stand end every time I listen to it. Even though it's handy. I fucking love
The rain's just Manchester at the end of it.
Oh, it's just fucking,
what it is.
I do love that tune.
It will always remind me of the time, obviously, me and you met, and I met Tom as well, because we were going out a lot then in town. Coming out of a club in the early hours, getting into a black cab,
putting it on a phone.
Down.
We used to listen to it on our phones then.
So that's my choice.
A fucking great song.
And it's not really a very well-known Smith tune, is it?
No, I think if you haven't, listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking amazing. Go on, Tom.
Thomas?
Well, I was debating what to go for, and I was thinking...
What were you going to go for?
It's not even I was going to go Smiths, because I felt like across the board we hadn't had enough Smiths because they're so good. I was going to do Heaven Knows, I'm miserable now. Yeah. But since you picked the Smiths, I'm just going to go for my obvious choice, which is... Oasis, She's Electric.
If I chose Oasis, it would have been that as well. Yeah. That's my favourite tune of theirs.
Sometimes people say it as like a piss-takey tune, and do you know what I mean? It's very, the lyrics are nonsense and all that, but as a melody goes, and just,
so good.
If you put an Oasis tune on at a party, that's the one I go, that's one I always go for.
Yeah.
And there's a fun fact I've got about that tune. It's the most played song on the radio that was never released as a single.
Ah, yeah, remember that, yeah.
What, so you mean of theirs or in history?
In history.
In the UK. Yeah. Wow.
It's mad. So obviously, think about most people's tunes that get released are singles.
Mm. Think about that, though. Like, that song isn't a single. It's outrageous,
isn't
it?
Such a good tune. I defy anyone who doesn't like that tune.
Yeah. Even like the ones, like Josh, you're not like as fanatical as we are on Oasis, but you love that tune. It's like, the melody, it's like, a kid would like that tune, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah. And I also have a nod to Whatever by Oasis, because... Yeah. That was like, we covered that at Castfield. That and She's Electric are my two Oasis favourites.
I nearly picked an Oasis one. I nearly went for Importance of Being Idle.
Did you?
Fucking love that tune.
There is so it's many just, you tunes don't... you could pick from Oasis.
Yeah.
I think they're the Manchester band, really, aren't they? As the much as all the other ones are really good.
The one you associate.
I think it's because they went on about Manchester so much.
Yeah.
It's the first band you really think
of. They became bigger
than
all the other ones as well. But yeah, She's Electric is what I've gone for.
Great choice.
I am going to go for Happy Mondays.
Oh,
I love the Happy Mondays.
Do they make you happy?
Yeah.
Are you picking
Mondays?
One that's not been picked?
I am. I'm picking Judge Fudge. It's just a boss tune. I think the Mondays are. I think, you know what we're all saying there about like Manchester, a lot of bands. Like, I think them as a band are so like the most Manchester. Weirdly,
yeah.
Like they never all went to London. They never did all that. Do you know what I mean? Still from around here, like
they've got
they've fucked up loads, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they fucked up loads, and they just, I don't know. There's loads of good like stories of them. Like, speak to anyone and like about Shawn Ryder, and there's like a boss story that comes out of it.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, they seem like a proper laugh, and I just, I think they're a mint.
Do you know what
band.
I love about the Happy Mondays? Like, regardless of all the shit they've gone through over the years, it's friendship that conquers all.
Yeah, 100%.
They're all
yeah.
still best mates, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And even like all the things are fucked up and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I love the fact that Sean and Bez are still like best mates. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, for me, they're like a proper band. Just yeah. And they're fucking... they've had their ups and downs, aren't they? Family, aren't they? Like, but it's mint. George Fudge is a mint tune as well. It's just like... I was trying to pick one, but I think someone picked Kinky Afro, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, can't pick Kinky Afro.
Was it Richard Osman? Or was it Jack O'Connell?
Me, I think Richard Osman picked Step On. I can't remember, but yeah.
They've been picked a few, haven't they?
I thought I'd pick... It was between George Fudge and 24 Hour Party People. Mainly because they filmed 24 Hour Party People. Our manager commented...
I've not seen it.
Have you
not? Have you not seen it?
Fuck off.
It's always been on my list.
You've not seen...
Yeah.
Wow.
There's loads of like... guest appearances in it.
You need to fucking watch it. It's boss.
Yeah, well,
and it's funny to see our manager in it.
I'm gonna watch it this week.
Mint film. But yeah, so that's mine. So Miles, let's go for again. What have you go for?
I went for 808 State, Pacific State.
Josh Dewhurst.
Shadow Dancing by Andy Gibb.
Charlie Salt.
The Smiths, Well I Wonder.
Tom Ogden.
It's Oasis with She's Electric.
And Happy Mondays. This is Judge Fudge. Sing it, Chas.
Distortion.
No.
I don't even think I've heard that tune.
George Fudge?
No.
Okay, wait there.
I've not heard that one.
Really?
Not as indie as you, mate.
Makes your teeth sticky, doesn't it?
Jesus.
Rips your fucking fillings out.
So that's it then, really,
all
I suppose.
Right, see you at the end of the year.
That's it. So obviously... Oh, he's... So it's just fucking dead intense then, isn't it? So there we go.
Boss, that.
The guitar's great.
That's what you want, innit?
Yeah, you have played that before.
So that is our five choices.
Blast that now, you know.
Good choices.
Nice way to round up off this season, this series.
Yeah.
Lunch.
It's been fun.
Thanks very much for having us. We hope you have a good time. Thanks. And stay safe.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Keep your hands on the road at all times.
And do you know what? It's been nice for us to do this podcast. I know it's been nice for all of you guys to listen to in that, but we've really enjoyed doing it. So thank you very much for everyone.
I think you've really hit on something there.
But I'm also really happy we're not doing it. So,
I know, I was going to say, I think...
Because it's been difficult to talk about stuff that isn't depressing and like worldwide hitting. You know, like, we like to do it to take your mind off things and, you know, give it a routine. So, but it's been difficult. And it's also been nice.
For each thing there. So remember the opening episode, we talked about the kicking off with the cottage pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which became... It was a shit pie, wasn't it?
Shit pie.
Katie said do tacos. I made a cottage pie.
With cheese, with...
Guess what's in the slow cooker?
Cottage pie!
Yay! See you in a bit, you bastards. Bye.
'Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.